a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Through the weekend,
your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
The Department of Health is reporting another 1,500 COVID cases in Utah today, and perhaps just as disturbing, the number of Utahns now in the hospital with COVID is shattering previous records. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer breaks it down.
290 people are in the hospital with COVID-19, 96 in the ICU. Governor Gary Herbert called the spike unsustainable in a statement sent along with today's numbers. He says unless we wear masks, physically distance, and limit the size of our gatherings, we'll keep seeing sobering numbers like today. The numbers could cause more counties in the state to move to the high transmission risk. Salt Lake and Utah counties are already there. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
But are the hospitals really strained to capacity? Greg Bell, the president of the Utah Hospital Association, puts this into perspective.
We have about 460 ICU beds in our referral center hospitals, and those run pretty full most of the time. Apart from COVID, we'll have 60-70 percent. University of Utah tends to be higher. They'll run around 80% full, and that's apart from COVID, Jeff. So if you throw in another 100 patients for COVID, then that really pushes our max.
But Bell says it's not looking like patients will be filling up hospital hallways yet.
Mountain Star and Steward hospitals have not been as hard hit just because of insurance arrangements, et cetera. And so they have capacity. They each have about 75 ICU beds. We have some overflow at both the Intermountain system and the University system. So we've got some elasticity. So if we can hold here and turn it around, you know, decrease, we're going to be okay. I don't have a crystal ball, but if we continue to have 1,500 a day, then yes, there will be people who have rationed care.
It was an interesting interview with Greg Bell. Again, he's the president of the Utah Hospital Association, a man at the center of all of this, and you'll hear more of that interview coming up just after 5:15. KSL News Time 5:02. The federal budget deficit hits a staggering record. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the U.S. government spent more than it earned in 2020, causing the budget deficit to balloon to $3.1 trillion. That is $2 trillion more than the Trump administration had originally forecasted before the pandemic. Now, the figure is also double the previous shortfall record set during the 2009 recession. Senator Dick Durbin telling his constituents in Chicago that they are at risk of losing their health insurance if the Supreme Court decides to do away with the Affordable Care Act. The Democratic senator speaking out against the possible confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett and the re-election of President Trump, warning the future of Americans' health insurance is at risk.
In a time of a pandemic, can you believe that the Trump administration wants to take away the Affordable Care Act? And they make no bones about it. The president tweets about it. He's very proud of it.
Campaigning in Florida, President Trump calling Joe Biden and his son Hunter a crime family. It happened at a Protecting America Seniors event in Fort Myers. Taking a cue from an audience member, the president launching into the verbal attack on the Bidens.
What a disgrace. It's a crime family. You want to know something? It's a crime family. He's following his father. Hunter Biden is a middleman.
Before being sidetracked, the president was telling the group his administration has lowered the cost of prescription drugs by eliminating the middlemen. The Trump administration has had a change of heart and is now approving California's emergency request for funds to help with six wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom released a statement this afternoon saying that he just got off the phone with the president, who has now approved the request for federal aid. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:04. Let's talk about a vaccine.
The coronavirus, search for the cure.
The state of Utah officially has a plan to distribute COVID vaccines when they're available. So who would get it first, and do they expect any problems in getting it to the people who need it most? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
State health officials have done pandemic immunization plans before, like for H1N1, but that was puny compared to COVID-19.
This is going to be the largest vaccination campaign that we have ever done.
Utah Department of Health Immunization Director Rich Lakin says the first four hospitals to get the vaccine will be LDS, Intermountain Medical Center, University of Utah, and Utah Valley Regional, and they'll be given to healthcare workers first. But he doesn't expect everything to run smoothly right away.
There will be some bumps, so hopefully they're not too big.
The best ballpark guess for a vaccine for the general public would be for sometime in the summer. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Pfizer says it'll seek authorization for a COVID vaccine in late November. That makes it unlikely to be available before the election, obviously. The FDA says it wants 2 months of safety data on half of the trial participants before it authorizes any coronavirus vaccine. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
It's just a really rough ride tonight. My suggestion, don't go home. Stay off of I-15 and Highway 89 and maybe take in a dinner somewhere. But right now you have stop-and-go delays, and they are solid. It's from Glover Lane in Farmington all the way up to Sunset, where the left construction split is blocked due to a crash. And northbound Highway 89, not much better. Solid delays. Kaysville up to the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Take in dinner. Ricky, are you buying?
Maybe.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Service. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. One high school in the Jordan School District will have some of its classes moved online soon. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce with more.
Bingham High School in South Jordan had its classes on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday after fall break moved online after seeing an uptick in both coronavirus cases and quarantines. Principal Rodney Shaw told the school board the problem is kids are taking advantage of the shorter quarantine times.
They go get tested for a negative test to return to school completely asymptomatic and then end up testing positive.
That recommended quarantine time is now about 7 days. The Jordan School Board also voted to do a deep clean of both Riverton and Copper Hills High Schools, who've also seen an uptick in coronavirus cases, but not as many as Bingham. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
An apostle with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says he and his wife have now completed quarantine for COVID-19. Elder Garrett W. Gong and his wife Susan both tested positive in early October and say they were experiencing mild symptoms. In a social media tweet, Elder Gong today thanked people for the outpouring of love and support. A lot more Americans are reporting mental health struggles this year.
37% of American adults say they've experienced symptoms of anxiety or major depressive disorder this year. That's three times as many as the percentage that said the same last year. Latinos reported the highest rate of any racial group, and the pandemic's a likely cause of this spike. 65% of people admit fearing they or a loved one will contract the coronavirus. And the report from the U.S. Congress Joint Economic Committee found the nation's economic struggles have played a major role. 70% say they fear their household income will be affected by the pandemic. Brian Clark, ABC News.
KSL News Time 5:08. Time for My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Every once in a while, a person is thrust into the public eye for being in the background. In 2016, it was this guy.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs?
That's Ken Bone. At the 2016 Trump-Clinton debate, he became famous not for his question, but for being the chubby nerd in the red sweater. And 4 years later, I could tell you who he's voting for this time. But nobody cares anymore. We've all moved on to the lady nodding her head in the background.
Many people are getting this disease that was sent to us by China, and it shouldn't have been allowed to happen.
Last night during the Trump town hall behind the president to his right, there was a woman in a white blouse who nodded her head at everything the president said, like a bobblehead doll.
Look at what's going on in Europe.
But this was not some rando in the background. The woman nodding her head all night is Mayra Jolie. She's a former beauty queen who ran for Congress 2 years ago. During that campaign, she called herself Miami's Master of Selfies. And her Instagram is out there. She's a Trump supporter, obviously. That's not out there, but one who wears wild outfits. During the summer protests, Mayra Jolie wore pants made of nothing but police tape. And there wasn't much of it. She was supporting Blue Lives Matter. President Trump did meet her after the town hall. He asked her where she's from. The Dominican Republic was the answer, but the woman famous for nodding her head assured him, I'm American. I'm an American, and told him she's a supporter. But 4 years from now, you won't care who she voted for. When you're a background character, you only get 15 minutes of fame, and then your time is up. Just ask Ken Bone.
You get your 2 minutes, and then that's it.
Bye, Ken.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Emergency traffic continues for Davis County drivers. There's just no easy way home tonight unless you can go way out of your way and find some secret passageways or the surface streets. If you're headed northbound on Highway 89, an earlier crash prior to South Weber just jammed up the commute. Your delays will start in Kaysville, and they are solid all the way up to I-84. That's not to mention what it's going to look like on northbound I-15. Again, stop-and-go speeds. Traffic at a crawl starts from Glover Lane in Farmington, and it continues all the way up to Sunset. But it looks like they have the left construction split now open, where earlier the crash had it blocked completely. Southbound I-15 is still a little heavy and slow. 31st Street in Ogden down to Sunset. Michelle?
Well, still just a little busy, 5600 West between Salt Lake and West Valley. Banketer Highway, minor scattered delays. This is going from the 201 into Riverton. And for drivers, US 189, Provo Canyon, we still have some delays both directions due to an earlier crash between Deer Creek Island and Charleston. Steve?
Well, if you're leaving downtown Salt Lake City, got a crash on southbound I-15 at 27 South. Then you're back to full speeds out to the point of the mountain. Now, northbound I-15, different stories. Scattered slowdowns from 123rd into Midvale. And a couple of crashes farther north, one at 13 South, one at 6 South, causing big backups, delays at 33rd South as you roll into downtown. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kristen Van Dyke with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Temperatures will fall quickly again tonight at 6 p.m., right around 61 degrees. By 7 o'clock, we're falling to 59, and by 8 o'clock, 57 degrees with mostly clear skies. Eventually, we'll see overnight lows right around 41, so get the jackets out. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 64 degrees. Sunset is at 6:44 tonight. KSL News Time 5:12. And let's go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, how would you like an office atop a Ferris wheel with a beautiful view of the world below? Well, an amusement park in Japan is repurposing its rides, including its Ferris wheel, as offices for remote workers amid the pandemic. Now, the park in Tokyo offering teleworkers office space by its pool or a ride on its Wi-Fi-enabled Ferris wheel. Now, Japan's tourist attractions like those around the world have really suffered in the pandemic, so they're looking for creative ways, you know, to raise some revenue. This park launched the amusement workation, can't even say that, amusement workation package this week to include a working booth next to its pool and a ride, of course, on the Ferris wheel with a portable Wi-Fi router. Now, the day passes at the park go for $18, so you can go and do your show atop the Ferris wheel for $18 a day. About 10 customers use the park with roller coasters and a haunted house as their alternative office on the first day. On the slow-moving Ferris wheel, one guy up there said he used it as an online conference call. He showed off the view to his coworkers through the camera on his laptop, but he said it was kind of hard to focus on work in the air, and he didn't know whether to enjoy the view or do the work.
Would you do it for a couple of days?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I would,
Sounds
too.
Sounds fun.
Thanks, Maria. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report. You've received your ballot, chances are, but why do the names show up the way they do? KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live. Kira?
Jeff, I'm looking at the presidential candidates here. Did you notice that they're seemingly in a random order?
Yeah, I saw Kanye popped out at me. Kanye West,
yeah,
look at that.
So it's not alphabetical. It's not by party. The Biden-Harris campaign is third on the list, right behind Kanye and his running mate. The president and the vice president are all the way at the bottom. Turns out it's all about chance in Utah because some studies suggest where the name is placed on the ballot can determine the winner of certain races. For those with names higher on the ballot, research shows it's more likely they'll win. It's called name order effects. So the state lets a computer randomly generate the lists to try to keep it neutral, Jeff.
And Kanye West had a lucky day, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kira. Trending right now, the budget cutting at Coca-Cola, where they've decided to stop making a soda that's been around more than 50 years. Listen to how they used to sell Tab to women back in the 60s.
When you can't be with him, be in his mind. Be a mind sticker.
Be a mind sticker.
Have a shape he can't forget. Tab can help. It's sugar-free.
Yeah, be a mind sticker. When your husband's on a business trip, stay skinny, ladies, so that he won't forget about you. Tab will be discontinued at the end of the year. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Bingham High School in South Jordan's moving some of its classes online because of increasing coronavirus cases and quarantines. Riverton and Copper Hills are just getting a deep clean. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second is the Cougars versus the Cougars tonight on KSL. BYU and Houston play 7:30 Mountain Time. The pregame is in 15 minutes right here. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, and we have them. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
The crash has been cleared. The left construction split lane is open northbound I-15, 2300 north in Sunset, but the backups remain horrendous. They're back to Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures could be going right back up again this weekend. I'll let you know how warm in your forecast coming up.
Right now, 64 degrees and KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. More U.S. COVID records shattered and not in a good way. Now 8 million total cases since the start of the pandemic. Weekly records busted. 11 states in new cases. 13 states with record numbers in hospitals. Wisconsin's 7-day average of new confirmed cases tops 3,000. Growing COVID numbers in Utah have doctors sounding the alarm.
Utah is seeing a rise in cases and hospitalizations, and Dr. Eddie Stenium at Intermountain Healthcare says it's getting to a critical phase in Utah.
This is getting to a point where, we're going to be opening up overflow ICU.
Right now in Utah, there are 258 people hospitalized with COVID-19.
You know, we're over about 40% higher than what we were back in July.
Officials in Utah say community spread is still the biggest issue, and in some areas, the lack of mask wearing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden criticizing President Trump's handling of the pandemic while campaigning in Southfield, Michigan.
He'll do anything to distract us from focusing on his failures to deal with this virus to protect the nation.
President Trump stumping in Florida says he feels great after his own battle with COVID.
I'm working to make the antibody treatment that I received available to anybody that needs it free.
The Trump administration announcing a deal with CVS and Walgreens to help distribute a future coronavirus vaccine to seniors and staff in long-term care facilities free of charge. Federal budget deficit has hit an all-time high of over $3 trillion in the latest budget year. More than double the previous record as the coronavirus pandemic cut revenues and sent spending soaring. The staff of the Dallas Morning News has voted to unionize, becoming the first newspaper in Texas to do so amid a recent wave of labor organizing at news outlets across the country. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We've been telling you this afternoon about the record number of COVID hospitalizations in Utah. 290 Utahns are in the hospital for COVID, 96 of them in the ICU. Greg Bell is the president of the Utah Hospital Association. He says, we have thousands of hospital beds in Utah. So I asked him how full they typically run without COVID.
Between 55 and 60%.
and that's without COVID. So how many ICU beds did you say there are in Utah?
About 460.
Okay, and we have 96 COVID patients in the ICU. So what percent of ICU capacity are we at? I'm trying to get to the arguments people make about there not really being any danger here.
People have heart attacks, strokes, kidney failure, car accidents, and require extreme care in the intensive care unit. And that has been going on for years and years and years. When you place upon that another cause of hospitalization and intense care, then that can really push your limits. And so you add another 100 people on top of the 250 or 300 we generally have, and now you're over, 80 to 85% of our ICU capacity. And a bed is not a bed is not a bed, right? Some facilities like the University of Utah, because of its referral pattern from the Intermountain West, they tend to be the canary in the coal mine, and they've been running almost at capacity.
Bell reminds us it's not beds that treat people. It's people who treat people, and those people, the first responders, are dealing with COVID themselves. KSL News Time, 519. We have Triple Team Traffic. This is an emergency report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky Meese, go ahead.
Well, the earlier crash northbound I-15, 2300 North Sunset, as you're going from Davis towards Weber Counties, it looks like it has been cleared and they're opening up that left split. The problem is the delays are too heavy and too far back for this opening to have made a difference. So you still have stop and go delays, traffic out of Crawl, back past Kaysville, almost to Glover Lane in Farmington. Northbound Highway 89, not an option tonight due to an earlier crash prior to the I-84 junction northbound. You have delays that are back to Kaysville. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing pretty good speeds, Bangor Highway. Minor scattered delays between the 201 into Riverton. Bigger delays, though, this is going to be up Provo Canyon, US 189, going past Deer Creek. We have delays both directions as you're approaching Deer Creek Island. Steve?
Pretty good speeds out of downtown Salt Lake City, leaving the city. Southbound 15 until you hit about 27 South. We have a crash there. After that, you're back to good speeds out to the point of the mountain. Scattered slowdowns in northbound I-15 from 123rd into Midvale with a leftover crash at 6 South northbound into downtown. Those delays start at 33rd South. Hercules First Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's the 7-day forecast, including your weekend, with Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. The 7-day forecast looking pretty sweet for this time of the year. We're going to see a lot of sunshine over the weekend, a few passing clouds here and there. But overall, sunny skies and temperatures will stay a little bit above average. We'll have overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. And on Saturday, we'll have a high of 69 degrees. On Sunday, right around 69, 70 again. Going into next week, temperatures will top out in the upper 60s. A few disturbances will pass by Torah North, but we stay dry with more sunshine and lows in the low to mid 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 64 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522, as we head toward BYU pregame.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
What you want?
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
It's Bullfrog Spa's huge, peaceful life sale with special pricing and financing. Find your nearest factory store at bullfrogfactorystores.com. End Saturday.
Zero Res is the carpet cleaning company that we have relied on since the beginning of their company here in the great state of Utah. When Dee and I need our carpets cleaned, we just call Zero Res at 288-ZERO. And right now, I just got word that this great deal, $33 per room, with the fourth room cleaned for free, this offer will be ending at the end of October. So this is the time to make sure that you're taking care of your carpets the right way with their patented power water cleaning system using no soaps, no shampoos, no harsh chemicals, no sticky residues left behind. Your carpets will stay cleaner longer. When you want the very best for your home, you'll want Zero Res. So schedule that carpet cleaning today. Not only carpets, but tile, upholstery, you name it, they can take care of it. We've counted on them for years. Call Zero Res, 288-ZERO.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduced laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held, rode 53 miles on the clean air bike tour, and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL less than 2 days after Prime Day. Amazon is offering holiday deals. Today, the company launched its Holiday Dash Sales event. You'll find early holiday deals on toys, fashions, electronics, home goods, and more. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 112 points. We wrap up the week at 28,606. The S&P 500 was flat. The NASDAQ fell 42 points. KSL News Time 526.
We're hurting. Millions infected. Lives lost. Businesses closed. Jobs lost. I'm Ben McAdams. Washington is worse than I thought. The president and Pelosi don't speak. Not enough gets done. Both parties are at fault. Now's not the time to take away anyone's health insurance or unemployment. We need to come together, put our differences aside, rebuild our economy, and our trust in each other. It's why I joined a group of Republican and Democratic members to independently find constructive solutions. We helped pass immigration reform, strengthen border security, and cut prescription drug prices, only to see it killed in the Senate. We've got to do better. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Because we've got to put people before party and get things done. Paid for by Friends of Ben McAdams.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.